It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. April 19th, 1982 is where we're going to start today. Atari's Consumer Electronics Division engineering technical staff submits a petition to the department head of Dave Remsen, protesting that the Atari 5200 game system, otherwise known as PAM, P-A-A-M, analog computer, suffers from several performance and human engineering issues. Staff recommends conducting formal focus groups in order to solicit the solutions. Atari would not go for that petition, and the controller was widely criticized. Poor usability. Also in 1982, Commodore International announces the B700 and the P500 series of microcomputers. They all featured a 6509 central processing unit, 64 kilobytes of RAM, 28 kilobytes of ROM, an 80 by 25 green phosphor monitor, built-in keyboard, 2 5-1/4-inch floppy drives, and I/O ports for $1,700 to $3,000. The RAM was the expandable feature. 1987, The Simpsons debut their short segment, Good Night, on The Tracey Ullman Show, starting this run of The Simpsons. A little geeky knowledge there. 1994, Richard Gilman releases the source of his DLX BBS program to public domain. Moving to 1995, the Assassin's Guild BBS, one of the largest pirate BBSs in the world, was seized by the United States Marshals and investigators from Microsoft and Novell. The board was the base of operations for the Pirates with Attitude and Razer 1911 Wares groups. And in 1999, InfoGames Entertainment confirms its acquisition of video game developer Accolade for $60 million. Caldera Systems releases version 2.2 of the Open Linux operating system. It featured the WordPerfect 8 and StarOffice software for $50. Also in 1999, IBM introduces the IBM ThinkPad 570 portable computer for $2,700 to $4,000. It weighed only 3.9 pounds and had a 300 to 366 megahertz Pentium 2 processor, 4 gigabyte hard drive, external floppy, 64 megabytes of RAM, and a USB port. Microsoft reveals plans to acquire Access Software, which was a leading developer of golf games for computers. And the United States Supreme Court upholds the constitutionality of the Communications Decency Act of 1996 in a case against Apollo Media Corporation, which was privately held in San Francisco. It was a company that maintains Annoy.com, which would encourage users to anonymously send vulgar emails to politicians who they disagree with. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. You know you want a drone. You're a techie kind of person. You like to have fun outdoors, and it is getting warmer now. It's kind of like when you were a kid and you got that first RC car, except this one flies. Connect the camera and record around your house. You can go to your park and put together some great videos of your kids playing ball, flying kites, and more. You can even get the ball or the kite's perspective. If you go over to geekazine.com/DJI, geekazine.com/DJI, you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom 2. It's the one that I have and use all around Madison here. Then go out to the park and have yourself some fun. Geeky fun with DJI Technologies and the Phantom 2 drone. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, Casio introduces the Casio Cassiopeia E115 handheld computer, which featured a 131 MHz 64-bit NEC VR4121 processor, 32 megabytes of RAM, 64,000 color 2.3 by 3.0-inch screen, Type 2 compact flash slot, serial ports, speaker, microphone, stylus, so on and so forth. It weighed 9.2 ounces and cost $599. Compaq Computer introduces the iPac Pocket PC, which featured a 206 megahertz Intel strong arm processor, 32 megabytes of RAM, USB port, Windows CE 3.0 operating system, and a whole bunch of other stuff for $699. Also in 2000, Hasbro Interactive announces that it's reached a settlement with an intellectual property lawsuit under which GT Interactive and Varcon Systems would cease sales of all video games that would infringe on copyrights of Hasbro's arcade games. HP released the Jordana 545. It featured Windows CE 3.0 color screen, 4096 color screen to be exact, passive matrix display, and 16 megabytes of RAM for $499. Microsoft launched a couple things there. First of all, they introduced the Pocket expansion packs for Pocket PC devices. They were doing that to promote the launch of the Pocket PC operating system, which was the other thing that Microsoft launched, the Pocket PC specification for handheld computers. The Pocket PC was basically Windows CE 3.0 and included several bundled applications, including internet browser, music player, and word processor. 2001, Apple Computer announces that it's shipped the 5 millionth iMac computer. Also, Mandrake releases version 8.0 of the Mandrake Linux operating system, which was based on the Linux kernel 2.4.3. 2002, Apple One computer with 9-inch amber monitor and Magnavox cassette player sells at an auction for $14,000. Also in 2002, U.S. District Judge Stephen Limbaugh rejects a request to invalidate a St. Louis ordinance that went into effect in 2000, limiting minors' access to video game arcades. The judge rules that the video games were not protected by the constitutional right to freedom of speech. And in 2009, Adobe creates a Flash multimedia player that could be embedded in TVs and set-top boxes.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And, of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.